Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, I'm sure Rico will address it in the five-star zone and on their show as well. But because I heard Michael say, come on, Rico, get me some guys in the portal for Michigan State. And the portal opened yesterday officially, and there's over 1,000 people in there. And it's just turned into an S show. And look, I'm all for the portal. Kids can, you know, do what they want. That's okay. But the problem is, and I didn't realize this really the first few years, especially with, you know, basketball, because Izzo and I, you know, we used to discuss this and he'd think I'm crazy because I thought it was, you know, somewhat good for many of the players. Yeah, it does have benefits for the players. But right now in football, I mentioned 1,000 players are in the portal. How many of those do you think are going to find landing spots?
Well, that's the issue is everybody thinks that once they go there, they're going to find a new place and there's going to be a full scholarship there waiting for them. That's not always the case. And yes, you can come back to your school, but you don't know that there's a scholarship there or that you're even going to be welcomed back.
I know.
You know, some coaches have a policy that, yeah, you can go test it and if you want to come back, you come back. Others that, you know, as soon as you enter it, you're gone. You're done.
Yeah.
And I understand both. But when you look at the transfer portal, obviously we know Cade McNamara from Michigan entered the portal, and he has declared that he's going to Iowa. I would not be shocked. I was shocked to hear that Eric Aull entered the transfer portal yesterday. I wouldn't be shocked if he also ends up at Iowa. They were roommates at one point, him and Cade, and we know what the reputation of tight ends there. And if he's looking at, you know, how do I get to the NFL and how do I increase my draft stock? Do I go to Iowa? You know, like, you know, that's part of the conversation. But then you look at the other players. It's not just, you know, big name players from Michigan.
Right.
It's, you know, Oklahoma State quarterback Spencer Sanders went into the transfer portal.
Slovis, who already gone from USC to Pitt, now he's in the portal again.
Yeah. Hudson Card, quarterback for Texas. I mean, there's some really good players in the transfer portal. DJ Uliungalele.
Yeah.
It's close. That's close.
You're close to Stoney.
Yeah. Yeah. He entered the transfer portal after getting benched in the championship game.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are – it's not a unique occurrence anymore.
No, it's not. But there are a lot of kids who, you know, okay, they didn't get the time that they thought they would get. They see the depth chart ahead of me, so I want to try to go someplace where I can play. And that's definitely understandable. But you have to realize before you – you know, accept or go into the portal, then it might not be there. Now, hopefully you have a relationship with your coach or your school or say, yeah, go ahead. You can explore.
If you don't like what you see, come back.
I'll take you back, but just there is a risk that we might not have a spot for you once you enter the portal. And the other thing that is, you know, there's only four schools that could be going through this right now, but there are players on, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, TCU, and Georgia who probably are, you know, at the bottom of the depth chart, but they might play on special teams and sit there and say, you know what, I'm a sophomore. I see what's ahead of me. I see what the recruiting is coming in. I might be a better chance to go play somewhere else. I want
to
make sure I have a spot.
Opportunity to play in the college football playoffs?
Well, you can still enter the portal and still play, can't you? I don't know. I don't know if your team would let you.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Seems kind of ridiculous.
If you stay in school.
Well, I mean, so what we've seen so far is the players that have entered the portal aren't guys that have been on the field or they're guys that are hurt and not going to be on the field.
Right, but can you? I understand it, but can you imagine even if you're a reserve on Michigan, on TCU, the other two teams, you know, Georgia, Ohio State, and you decide, yeah, I'm going to go to the portal. I'm not going to go to the playoff. I mean, I understand why, but
yeah,
it's
because
gotta be
tough. Does end up closing. Yeah. You know, you're not going to be able to enter it and then find another place.
Yep. Doors in the portal are closed. Yes. There's a banging on the door. Let me in! in. Yeah. Let me in.
Yeah, instead of all the guys that are going to be in there, it's saying, let me out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the risk you run.
Yeah, I know.
Is unless you know going in, unless you're one of those guys, you know, like I think there was 65 different quarterbacks that had entered. And this is just at one point yesterday.
Oh.
It wasn't, you know, by the end of the day, I didn't see what it was before I went to bed last night, but there were 65 different quarterbacks that had entered the transfer portal. And it doesn't mean that you're going to go somewhere else and instantly be the starter. It doesn't even mean you're going to go somewhere else and have a scholarship to play.
Right. So what's the best way they can make it better? I'm not advocating getting rid of the portal by any means, but the fact that you have it open on December the 5th, right, was yesterday. And national signing day, the early signing day, is December 21st. I mean, shouldn't they at least wait till the playoff is over before the portal opens? Or?
Well, though you can't because then you're in the next semester.
Yeah.
And if you want to be immediately eligible, you want to be able to go to spring ball.
Or at least wait till the actual semester, the fall semester is over. I
don't know. It doesn't really matter.
That's why I'm asking the question. Yeah. How do you make this better?
I think they've tried to make it better in regards to we want to empower the player.
Right.
We want to empower them. And so you are now making that decision that you think is best for you. May not be a good decision, may be a great decision. It's your decision. And if you enter the portal and there is no takers for a scholarship, that's the risk that you run. And you've got to understand right now, I have a scholarship at this university. I am getting my education paid for while I get a chance to play football. Now, if it's because I'm not at the top of the depth chart and there's, you know, 2 5-stars in front of me, like, again, it's a decision that you have to make.
I know.
So if it's because, you know, the coach left, I don't like the new coach coming in. Now, that's a different decision, it doesn't guarantee you a spot when you come out the other side.
Like they moved, you know, National Signing Day. They it's just recent, in a few years, that they have this early signing day.
Yeah, I think this is the fourth year.
So, I don't know, has that helped?
I think it's helped the high school seniors.
Yeah.
In the fact that I'm going to go ahead and make my decision now, especially since I can be an early enrollee. You know, and that whole process has been good. And why wait all the way until February? I mean, I know it's only 2 months, but why wait until then if you know?
Right.
Is this a ploy maybe by some guys to get NIL money from the school that they're already at? So that maybe they're not happy with that. You enter the portal, you can always go back.
Rules say you can go back.
Right.
It doesn't mean your coach is going to take you back.
Well, but maybe the coach sort of knows that, and it's just to try to get NIL deals.
Let's just use this as an example because Eric Hall's in the transfer portal. He could, and Jim Harbaugh says, you know what? Okay, let's try this. You know, you go into the transfer portal. I understand. Just like I went to the Minnesota Vikings last year.
Right.
I was completely honest about it. You and I are having this conversation. And, you know, if somebody steps up and says, hey, come back to Michigan, we're going to give you this amount of money, we'll take you back. I'm not saying that's the case.
I mean, the thing is with Harbaugh
but
in that situation.
But that's the scenario you're putting out there.
Right, and also that scholarship becomes available. If Jim has a guy he really wants, he's going to use it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on that communication between the player and coach.
But if there's not, then he might hold it for Eric Hall.
Possibly.
That's the risk.
Do you want a guy on your team that doesn't really want to be there?
Maybe he...
That's from a player's perspective.
Okay, but
do
if
I
you're
want
Jim
a teammate
Harbaugh,
that doesn't really
Jim
want
Harbaugh,
to be here?
If I don't have a guy I'm recruiting that I think can help next year's team or even the program in general more than Eric All might be able to help them next year, then I might hold that. You see, it's a cat and mouse game on both sides.
I agree. I don't disagree with that at all, but it's...
I think the players get back to
the team dynamic then. Because the team dynamic, I think most people would agree right now, is really good at Michigan. You hear the players talk in interviews, you hear all this stuff, and now all of a sudden Eric All comes out and says this. I don't know what he's referencing. I've tried to ask around, and I haven't gotten any really decent answers yet. But you run the risk of ruining that team chemistry if you now have a guy that you've allowed to come back in your locker room that nobody thinks really wants to be there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.